This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It
must be deep, right?
There you go. So much better. Okay. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining me. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, which is what I always love to say, right? I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to be part of what, of being able to fix the problem, not part of the problem. That just infuriates me to no end. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, for being part of, for partaking in. I do appreciate it so much. All right. Let's get on it because I got so much I want to get through, so much I want to deal with. You know, I don't even know what to call it. What do you call that Democrat debacle last night? Right? I mean, when you're talking about 7 hours of climate change conversation, was it 7 hours of apologies? Because that's about what we deserve. For 50 years, they've been putting us through this garbage of saying what was going to happen, how it was going to happen, and frankly, it didn't. Come on. Are you guys going to be honest with yourself? You guys on the left, can you try to be honest with yourself? And think about what took place. Think about what happened. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution. So, even with all this going on, Bernie Sanders had a moment. And when you start listening to these people, I want you to really think about this deeply. They want to regulate the car you drive, or if you drive a car at all, how you fly, where you travel, right? How many kids you have. What country we're doing these things? Okay? Come on. Let it ring through. You don't believe me? Why don't you do a little homework? Now, some of you are pretty smart people. That's why I'm good with just saying, do your own homework. But I want you to take a listen last night at a question that was asked Bernie Sanders and how he responded. Well, probably want to get you some volume, too, right?
From New Milford, Connecticut. Martha, welcome.
Good evening. Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women.
Doesn't she look like a Woodstock girl? No, really, seriously.
And educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, I like that. Climate catastrophe. Do you realize now we've gone from global cooling, global warming, climate change, and now climate catastrophe? You know, I'm going to suggest you write these terms in your book in pencil. No, 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 seriously. Because I don't want any problems.
Well, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
You see how we put that? A right to control your own bodies, even if it means destroying another one.
And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around.
Why do we have to pay for abortions across the world? Why do we have to do that? Why are we responsible for that? You see what these are true globalists. If you can't see that, then please burn or rip up your voter's card. Please, please, please.
In the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me, is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very...
See, the disingenuousness of his conversation, right? He goes calling it just now, right, birth control. No, it's abortion. It's a taking of a life. Right? A woman has total control over her body. Yes, she does. She can decide whether to have protected sex or unprotected sex, whether to have the baby or not. Those are all decisions she can make. True. But let's call it what it is. Why do we keep playing word games? That's my question. Let's stop playing the word games. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Philbert. But these are the things that go through me like a hot butter knife. Yeah, young folks don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, and the conversation that she was having was stuff that we've been hearing since the 50s. Population control. World overpopulation. I mean, this is a joke. Why is it world overpopulation? It used to be it was overpopulation because we wouldn't be able to feed them. Well, guess what? We have a world obesity problem. We can feed them just fine. We don't have massive droughts everywhere like they said we were going to have. We would have these just acres, thousands, a gazillion acres of land that you couldn't grow anything on because there was no water to grow. It was just all a lie. All of it. Let's see if Corey Duncan can calm me down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really and honestly, truly being involved in the conversation. I want you involved in the conversation. I want you engaged. It's the only way you're going to get informed. Okay? It's really that simple. The only way you're going to get informed. Anyhow, the man of the hour, I always love when he's on the show with me because we have so much fun talking about reality. Don't play games. He don't play no games, and I don't play no games. So this is the no game hour. How's that, all right? Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, and we get down to reality and try to figure out why a lot of you hardcore lefties, why haven't you left yet? I mean, seriously, Russia's waiting for you. Venezuela is waiting for you. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
know what? This is the highlight of my week. It really is. Because I get some invites from some other people's shows, but I'm like, nah, that's okay. That's all right. Because, to be honest, I do. I get a couple invites, and I'm like, nah, that's all right, man. I'm good. I'll stick with the man. With the main man that tells the truth. And not only do you tell the truth, you finally have seen the light that I've been trying to tell so many people.
Yeah.
I've been telling people certain things for a long time about both movements, the Democrat and the Republican. That's why I'm so glad to be an independent. I want to say a big hello to all of the loyal supporters of your show. Continue to support Joe and Tammy. They're the best. And also, God bless all of them for tuning in. But there's going to be a lot of them going to not like me before this broadcast is over, because I got a couple of nice little pointers I want to point out to people that are emotionally attached to a lot of these people that I see on Facebook, these conservatives. I'm talking about conservatives and Democrats, okay, and liberals. I'm talking about both.
Yep.
Not just one. Because one exhibits the same thing that the left has, but... It's about having that slave mentality, the slave farm mentality. That's what it's about, I got to go along.
And you can't fix it. No matter what you tell them, you can't fix it because they're so bought into the Democrat Party. He's the only party that's going to do anything for them.
Joe. It's both parties, my friend. There's both parties.
But no. Wait a minute. You're right. The Democrats do the same thing.
What makes the Democrats? We already know that they're ignorant and they're insufficient in a lot of brain matter. We already know that. But you're never supposed to come down to the level of somebody that's like that. That's what we've been doing.
Yep.
That's what we've been doing. You know. I'm gonna tell you in the second part. I won't tell you in the first part. But I'm gonna tell you in the second part. The simps. Can I just make that a part of the show? The simp part of the show, where I get to tell you about simple people that's Democrat and Republican. They're both simple, and they got this thought process that I'm kumbaya, my lord. I'm gonna fix the check this out, man. You're not gonna fix a problem in this country unless you got your own wealth and you fixing it, like yours truly is doing behind the scenes. You know, the good book always says that the man or woman that works with their hands and you don't hear what they're doing, they're getting things done. And that's how it's supposed to be done. But, you know, we got so many people that want to pass on their back from the conservative, and the Democrats has got their hand out. We already know what's the deal with them. Big government programs, and you pay for it, and the other people sit at home and get a check, and they just show up to the program just to get a check. All right, we already know that. That's that hood hustle. That's a hood hustle where I've seen a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans, a lot of these Christian conservatives too, these conservatives that walk around with bandanas on their head, and they got these broadcasts where they got the flag in the background, where you ain't never served or done nothing like that or whatever, but yet you are working the welfare system. See, I could blow a couple of them out of the water because I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing because I already done the background check on you to find out. Well, how are you sitting out talking about your conservative, but yet you work in the social service system, talking about you crazy or something like that, you know? So that's why I had to laugh when I see and hear a lot of people when they run in their mouth, I just can't wait to the second part so I can explain to a lot of you about people that claim that people are sellout and you this and you sell out and this and that. I'm gonna straighten them out, and this goes out to all of the wonderful black liberal women that's listening, because I got into it with one rotten low down one this week. Ooh. I got into it with her, and I just had to let her have. But I don't stand to argue with them. I stand, and then I say what I have to say. You know, when you're trying to get your point across, you're supposed to know what you're saying, and you're supposed to please your case, and then I just drop the mic and walk away. I don't stand to do no whole lot of talking to ignorant people. I don't.
I don't blame you. So what I start doing is I start throwing fact in those rooms, right? So I drop, I drop it on some of those pages. I give them facts to deal with. I give them links to the facts, and then watch them debate the facts. And they never say, "Well, here's what the Bureau of Statistics says. Here's what the government says." They never do that. They just start spewing Democrat lying. Look, somebody said something about gun control yesterday, and they were saying, "Look, we've already had 259 mass shootings." Which is more than the world's, and they went through stuff. I said, you know what? Stop being a moron, okay? Stop just spewing the line. Yes, we may have had 300 mass shootings. You know why? Because the FBI says when four or more are in a shooting or involved in a shooting, that's considered a mass shooting. Stop making it look like they're all
kids.
Well,
people need to stop
right?
reading statistics, though. If people need to stop reading statistics, because the statistics are different in each place, and a lot of the statistics are taken and blown out of proportion, and some they hide, you know, they cook the books like in Baltimore. Hey, Senator Ben Cardin said this week, they said, well, what do you think about all the crime and the shootings that happen on a quadruple shootings that happen on a daily basis? Well, there's a lot of guns in the street. No, you don't say. I thought they might have been shooting Sundays at each other or whatever. You know, they answer dumb questions like that and say, oh, there's a lot of guns in the street. Okay, oh, but you want to take the guns from the gun owners, but you don't want to take the guns from the criminals. I told you, all of this sounds like a master plan, man. Because, you know, like I told everyone, and I told a lot of these young black men that claim that they're being targeted. I said, well, if you think you're being targeted, why don't you take the target off your back and how about go out and get a job and how about get an education because you need to know the steps to success, man.
An education. No. Whatever right. you mean.
Okay.
All right. We got to come up on a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Corey Duncan's not going anywhere. I'm going to keep him duck-tied here until I'm done with him. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says Hurricane Dorian's impact on places such as Charleston has not been as bad as they expected.
Because the high tide and the wind and the rain did not all happen in different directions at the same time. We were spared several feet of water.
He lifted the mandatory evacuation order for the three counties since the bulk of the storm has passed. Dorian is moving through the Carolinas, and it did set off some tornadoes. There's been severe flooding and some power outages. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is worried about a direct hit along the Outer Banks.
We have about 1,500 people in shelters throughout eastern North Carolina. We expect those numbers to increase.
Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas as it moved over the islands earlier this week, causing at least 20 deaths and wrecking about 13,000 homes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. You know, I bet you Corey had some real swinging clothes of the 70s, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate my time with him. And Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. And no, actually, we didn't have, actually, the only thing that I had was just the clothes that I wore out in the field when we was picking the cotton. So
that's all I had. Thank you for that. All right. I didn't say nothing about cotton.
You know, I like to lowball all my pro black people that like to try to listen. So let me get to this little story.
Go ahead.
I just want you don't have to say nothing. You just sit back and laugh.
I'm going to listen, and I'm going to laugh, you know, because people's heads are going to be popping all over the place. I'm just going to have
You know me. I don't really give a rat's, you know what, how people feel about me. I can care less. I've been stopped caring a long time ago. Probably when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I didn't care. After that, I didn't care about what nobody think about me. The H with them. I could care less. But anyway, this goes out to my, the pro-blackity black people, you know, the liberal white Jew that's listening, and so no offense intended, Jewish person, and so no offense intended, and so because I know a lot of people get moist about things I talk about because, you know, but let me get to it real quick. You know, I ran into this group of brothers that continue to want to think they gonna know more than me and anything. I always had to give them my selective wisdom on certain things because it's interesting to me how black, and I'm not gonna say all black women, but most black liberal women are so hateful and nasty. And I'm not just going to say the black ones, it's the white ones also. It's sad how nasty and evil they are. I got called Uncle Tom a sellout by someone, this young lady that told me she listened to your show. She was actually, somebody sent her the link and she listened to it. She was like, you get on there every week talking bad about black folks and putting down what I said. Well, wait a minute, first of all, I grew up in a black neighborhood. I said, I grew up around black people, Latin people. I grew up, I said, New York. New York is a melting pot. I said, my family moved to Baltimore. I said, but let's get to the point. I said, what is it that you're trying to tell me? She's like, well, I don't like the things that you say. And, you know, I'm sitting there with this look on the face like, I don't care. I was like, but I thank you for tuning in each week because you're one of the people that I continuously like to needle. And everybody knows I'm the biggest needler in the world. And most of the time, you can needle people that are of lesser intelligence because they have all this hate in their heart. She told me that I had the nerve to say something about black people when I was a sellout. I said, how am I a sellout? He's like, you married a white woman and I had to really catch myself. But I said, Anna Duncan is a white woman? I said, I had no idea. I thought she was nigga Robin. That's what I thought. And she was like, well, such and this, you need to come back to your race. Yes. I need to come back to my race when I thought I was 50% Cuban. So that makes me not of an El Negro no more. So my whole thing with this is that when she said, I said, do you know the people are you talking about? I don't mind people talking about things as long as you're informed. And if you're not informed, then shut up. I said, you are the typical black liberal woman. I said, let me guess, you're probably about 41. You don't have a boyfriend. You don't have a husband. Oh. And you just mad at the world. I said, that's what it is. And I said, you don't talk about, well, you need to come to my page and get the black news. I said, why do I need to come to your page? Well, for Mike to see a pair of Michael Jordan sunflower seeds, a chicken box, a whole lot of weave, and bad credit? I said, I don't have to come to your page. I said, I already know what most of these black people are. And she's like, bad credit? I said, yeah, because you're probably one of the ones with bad credit. So, you know, it just chuckles me how I'm a seller or you go on that man show and you talk about black people. I was like, yeah, but I'm speaking the truth. I said, you want to prove me wrong? I said, you know what? I said, it says in Proverbs 9:13, I'll come back in the next one because I just want to make sure, because I told her I was going to tell her the clear scripture that says that means a woman is that you talk and you have no idea what you're talking about. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm just going off of you know, me being old. But I'll tell you in the next segment.
You are,
but it doesn't matter. But yeah. Hey, look, I'll tell you every minute. Hey, look, I'll forget in a second of something and stuff. But I can't forget a face and I can't forget an ignorant person. And also, I want to say something to all of the people that claim they know so much on Facebook and Instagram. You know, I see these people bandanas and the flag, and you know, it's sickening. It's really discouraging to see a group of people that they are so clueless about what's going on. And that's like I told them, I said, you know what? One thing about race is this: most races that are successful in this country do not follow the United States. They don't follow United States politics. That's how you know you're dealing with people that's successful, because they don't deal with United States politics. I said, no. It's not just you. It's the conservatives too. You got a bunch of 40 and 50 and 60 year old people going back and forth. No. My man is better than yours. And you know what? Neither one of you are getting anything done. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people come and they listen to you and they're like, there you go again talking about, you talk about the same thing every week. No, I talk about what I see every week. Between the time I talk to you guys and the next week, that's what I see. And this strike force that they have in Baltimore to handle all of the violent and quadruple shootings every day. You know, Marilyn Mosby, the supporters of her, if you are listening, tell Marilyn Mosby to stop standing up there gritting her teeth like she got a pair of shoes on that's too tight for her and stuff. Because I know what she wants to do is when they start arresting these animals, she and her group and her people are going to go and get them out. See, this is a game that's being played. Not only in Baltimore, but I can tell you specifically for Baltimore, that's why the murder rate, it is no way in the world Baltimore, Maryland should have 234 murders. It's not a major metropolitan city. Pittsburgh and Baltimore are not major metropolitan cities. I'm sorry. If this was New York, Chicago, something like that, that's a different story. And that's low for even them. But the thing of it is that, you know, it's told you before, you see them not working with their hands. They're not doing anything. All they just, you know, it's just sad, man. It's sad. I am so happy. And thank you. Thank you so much to my wonderful family, Wendy, Erica, Anna. And, you know, I'm so glad that all of us walked away from that social media thing. That social media thing. And another thing, too, real quick. I want to say that I listened to the young man last night, the major that you had on your show. God bless him. I hope that good luck to him on his journey of running for mayor of Pasadena, California. I most definitely tip my hat to him. But young man, you got a lot. There are awesome programs that you're coming up with. I hope you have a lot of money because the government is not going to. I can tell you, I don't live in Pasadena, but I can tell you, if you were on the west, on the East Coast, son. I mean, well, sir, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. You're so far away. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is tough. You know, I talked to a young lady today who wants to run for office in California, and she was telling me what her qualifications were and all this other stuff. And I said, "Well, you haven't been involved. Nobody knows who you are." And she said, "But I'm for the people. I have a grassroots. I have this. I have that." I said, You don't get it. This is about relationships. And whether you want to hear it or not, this purist attitude that you have, it shouldn't be about money. You're right. Shouldn't be about money. But your first mailer is going to cost $42,000. And the Postal Service does not take Bitcoin. And you could just hear her on the phone. She thought I was just putting her down because, you know, I'm part of the establishment. I said, no, I'm trying to tell you how to win. But you go ahead and do it your way, and then you're going to cry for 3 weeks after, and then you're going to have to put money back in the bank. Come on. Use some wisdom. Use a seasoned person. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Let me bring him back in, because it's a bigger conversation you're thinking, as Corey Duncan joins me, as he does and is doing on a weekly basis. Always appreciate his wisdom, his time, and his enthusiasm. How's that? How you doing, Corey?
A big Texas hello to everyone. I had to check my Stetson to everyone. I just want to say hello and thank everyone for tuning in. You may not like what I say, but Joe, I hear one of your promos where you say you're going to make people think, you're going to make people mad. But guess what? The main thing that you're supposed to get out of things like this, I was explaining to someone else, is that when you broadcast a show, You should broadcast it. I don't want your show. When you have a broadcast, you should always make sure that the people that's listening to you get mm-hmm. something educational out of it.
Yeah.
There is not one segment that you had with anyone that I have never learned. I mean, that I can say that I did not learn anything that I didn't know before the segment. And I can tell you a couple other people's show, broadcasts that I watch, that I get a lot out of it, because you have to intently listen to the person. But it's always good for if they don't understand, hey, email you. Let you know what it is that you don't understand about it instead of trying to have someone else of a lesser intelligence try to tell you something about something that they don't know about. The scripture is Proverbs 9:13 that a foolish woman is clamorous. And that means that when you have a woman and they have a lot of mouth and they always talking like that, a woman is judged by her grace. Take a look at a lot of conservative women, and I want to throw a plug into even my wife Anna and a lot of the females that's in this family. They're judged by their grace, and other women also everywhere else, not just in my family. But the thing of it is that they know nothing. Go read the scripture. Go read the scripture, and you tell me what you think. What you think they're talking about? That's what the problem is that you have so many people. And the thing with this is when you're teaching, teaching and educating people is a big, that's what the problem is with all of these movements and all of these podcasts and broadcasts that I see from other people is that constituents is that what they'll do is they'll teach something and it's based upon enthusiasm. It's not based upon nothing that you learning. It's not based upon intelligent conversation. It's not based upon. So that's why we're in the situation and the quagmire that we're in, and we're going to continue to be in it because until we can get people will not listen to me or you. They're not going to listen to us because we're dry, or we probably say things like when I talk about black women, I say. A blind man can do it. I know that smell. That's an attitude and cocoa butter. It's got to be a black woman. It's got to be a black liberal in the room. And then they get upset. Or like when I told her about, why should I come to your page? I mean, for what? I mean, what, to see about who got the best half and half and see weave and about people with bad credit. I said, I don't have to do that. So again, I know next week they will tell me, I don't have bad credit. Who are you talking about? Well, you answered, so you must be the one or whatever. So, and that's why I say a lot of people, you can sit and talk to them and you can, and I'm going to tell you, you want to know how to really push a person's button. This is how you push a person's buttons. Find out who they follow, because most of these people, they follow these people, and they'll follow them down any kind of rabbit hole. But when you start talking about them and getting on somebody that they care about, it's because they get emotionally attached. They get emotionally attached or financially attached to an entity or to a person that you know nothing about. That's why I'm so happy with the Grassroots Conservative Association group that the way we've always ran it is a nonprofit. I have my own wealth that I create these programs and everything. And all our programs, I don't even get thanks for, and I'm not here to. This is all about giving back to the American citizen. This is all about giving back to the United States of America. I don't care about Democrat or Republican. I could care less about it. I'm so sick of hearing those party lines. Because I'm like, both of you, both sides are garbage. I'm sorry. And then we got these the Mitt Romney Club, where I am too Christian to get into those type of conversations. And I'm like, it's almost like the black slave mentality. Master treating it this way. They're all in a circle. Then Cora, why don't you go there and say something? When I go there and say something and speak up, and I think we all standing together. Cora, the reason, get him, shoot him, master. He the reason. And I'm like, that's typical. That's what the typical black race has always done. They pump leaders up to tear them down. And that's what they've always done. But I see that out of a lot of Americans. That's what they do. They pump people up to tear them down. I see one person in particular, I won't mention their name, I ain't going to say he or she, I see that most of them are not, he or she don't have a lot of followers like they used to. And that's because that shell game, they're catching up to you. They're catching up to you that you're doing nothing with the flock. And that's that's what the problem is. You don't have any kind of agenda to move to the next level to give back and help the American citizens. That's what this is all about. It's not about me making money. It's not about, I don't care. Hey, look, man. Look, let me explain something to you. When you leave this earth, you can't take that money with you, okay?
Right.
You can't take none of this with you.
You can't take the
power or the money.
You're right. Did you just go away? Did I lose
you? No.
And again, it goes back to some of the arguments I've been having with people. I just had one. Yeah, I know. It's that illustrious Facebook that draws you in. But when people say stuff that's really off, that's really stupid, it makes me crazy. And I can't just let them get away with it. So I usually come back at them and go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you talking about? Now listen to this. And it's like with the murder rate in the country. They talk about the murder rate in the country, and we've already had 259 mass shootings. I go, do you understand how that number's arrived at? That's number one. Number two is the majority of those are done in two places. Hello? Chicago? D.C.? I mean, I go down a whole list. New York? Well, your beloved Baltimore, who's running those places? That's number one.
Right.
Crack down on crime, and you'll crack down on mass shootings, correct?
But come on, Joe. We all know it's a master plan. How do you get full automatic AK-47s on the street? I mean, there's another entity.
I know how you do it. You go down to the local gun shop. You pass the background check, and you know they have the fully automatic guns there on.
I got where you're coming from.
Yeah,
but the thing of it is, what makes this whole situation sad is that it's another entity. You gotta understand something. People make money off of jails. And people make money off of when you become a prisoner, you become a ward of the state. So the whole thing of it is that, and I'm sorry, I know somebody the conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy, man. They've been doing this for years. They've been doing this, but guess what? Those people that are doing stuff like that within this country, you can't get mad at them. Because it's not like they tell you to take and go out and do these kind of things and don't educate yourself, don't have any kind of self-respect. They're making money off of you. They're making money off your ignorance. And see, you can't blame someone that's doing it if the person is ignorant. I mean, if they're going to do it, animals should be locked up in a cage. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I'm not for no big government program that we patent a lot of, because most of those cats are con artists to begin with. All they're doing is conning the system. So you got a bunch of these people that are suckers, and that's what they go for. So my thing is, when you're doing stuff like that, you're not taking the guns out of the gun. The people that should have them, the gun owners, and the people that's on the street is committing all these crimes. And then you got all these clowns like Porky Pig, the Baltimore City Police Commissioner, and so we're up there with the pig's feet juice on his shirt. And so he's sitting up there with these programs, and I insult them. Because you know, when you get these kind of idiots, you get all these people like Brandon Scott, he's an idiot. The other Mayor Young, he's an idiot. They all get up there, and they just want money, but okay. You're not doing anything. I'll tell you what you do,
Go
Joe.
Quick.
Tell them to let the law enforcement officers in this country do their job. Let the law enforcement officers do their job. Thank you for having me. www.conservativegen.com. And go Aggies against Kim Clemson.
There we go. The football crazy stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Write it down. A lot more coming up. Do you believe that the Democrat presidential candidate actually said it was okay to pray for people to be well? I'm Joe McKinney, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.